typically, if you find yourself in Hong Kong between residence visas, the only immigration status that tends to be available to you as you move from one period of residence into another period of residence is the visitor visa. And this question really gets to the heart of the possibility of any time spent in Hong Kong between residence visa periods of stay spent as a visitor. Will that time spent as a visitor break your continuity of residence for the eventual right of abode application 7 years down the road? Well, the bottom line is that if you move from one residence visa through to another residence visa, as long as the time spent in Hong Kong as a visitor results from a state of what I've termed administrative flux, where it can be objectively said that you haven't abandoned your residence in Hong Kong whilst you attempt to reorganise your life circumstances so that you can re-establish yourself with a residence visa once again. As long as any time in Hong Kong spent as a visitor is between residence visas in a state of administrative flux, then in my experience, Immigration Department do not hold that time spent as a visitor against you, allowing it to break your continuity of ordinary residence, unless it's for a manifestly long period of time, all things considered. So in your situation, if you've been here as a training visa holder for a year, with the expectation on a training visa, by the way, that you're going to leave Hong Kong once your period of training is up, that you've been allowed to remain in Hong Kong to complete that training and take the value associated with that training back to your home country. Given that the training visa regime anticipates a return back to your home country, if you've now subsequently determined that you wish to remain in Hong Kong, you're going to leave the employer, the engagement of the party that's been extending the training to you, and then seek to join the local workforce. Whilst it's certainly possible to go out, find an alternate employer, submit an application to adjust your status from visitor through to employment and thereby getting a new residence visa again, if you find that several months are passing in the interim before you're able to secure a job offer and get to a residence visa again, it is possible after 2 or 3 months, possibly even more, that your continuity of ordinary residence will be broken in your circumstances, simply because you came to Hong Kong temporarily in pursuit of training, effectively made an undertaking at the end of that 12 months that you would leave Hong Kong. If you decide to adjust your status or apply to adjust your status through to employment once again, then that application is expected to kind of occur immediately consecutive to your previous residence visa situation. And as I say, the longer you leave it and the longer you stay in Hong Kong as a visitor, the more likely it is that the Immigration Department are going to hold it against you hard and fast come the 7 year mark. So get your skates on, basically, that's what I'm saying. And don't anticipate that anything longer than 3, possibly 4 months will hold you in good stead, because in my experience, in your situation with only 1 year's prior residence on a training visa, I suspect the Immigration Department might conclude that the time spent in as a visitor in the wake of your expiry of your training visa could have broken your continuity of ordinary residence. I hope that helps.